Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
I want to get there. Maybe one day they will. Maybe one day D'Amico will get there. Love D'Amico Ryans. Wouldn't trade any coach for him. Love the mindset. Love the relationship between he and Nick Caserio. But, man, at what point are they going to take the running back position more serious? I know that we're trying to talk ourselves into sixth-round running back Jawar Jordan out of Louisville. I know Sean likes him because he had a good game against Notre Dame, which he kind of says tongue-in-cheek. Could potentially end up being a kick returner. But if you look at what all the Shanahan descendants do, despite having good running backs, and in many cases, all cases, they already have multiple running backs, they churn that position. Mm-hmm. The Rams with Sean McVay, they took Blake Corum. They had one of the surprises in the league last year with Williams. Green Bay, they got A.J. Dillon and they signed Josh Jacobs. Also tried to bring back Aaron Jones before at half the money. They drafted Marshawn Lloyd. Miami, they got I don't even know how many running backs. Mike McDaniel, they took Jalen Wright. San Francisco themselves took Isaac Guerrero. The Jets, Robert Saleh, like all these descendants, they took two running backs. They took Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis. All of these organizations, if it's in the first few rounds, first four, whatever, they aggressively pursue running backs. And I of all the things, maybe the Texans just aren't there yet. Those teams are a lot further along in their processes, perhaps. The Rams, they've been good for a while. They made the playoffs last year. Green Bay, maybe their roster's a little bit more complete. Miami, San Francisco, we know San Francisco has been close to a Super Bowl. Maybe those teams are just a little bit further along, but I hope we get to a day where D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, they're trying as hard as they can to get multiple running backs that can make plays, because I think it's something they lack, and I think it's something you can get if you pay attention to it, pursue it, take it serious. Not there yet. Maybe it's situational. Maybe they're further back in the process. But I hope that one day the Texans get there to where they're doing what all the other Kyle Shanahan descendants are doing. Sean McVay, LaFleur, McDaniel, Shanahan, and Robert Saleh. I want to get there. Yeah. I really want to get there.
I mean, they've told us multiple times that they want multiple running backs. And the only thing I could figure, and maybe this is just me kind of justifying it, is they feel a lot better about Damian Pierce than the rest of us. No, I mean, I'm not saying I agree. I'm saying that's the only thing I can figure. And they think they're going to try to get this hidden gem, Jordan, in the sixth round. and all that. But I mean, they clearly have the confidence in Joe Mixon, as they should.
Yeah, but they need more guys.
They need more guys.
Yeah.
All I can figure, like I said, Landry, to be honest, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I'm saying, just trying to think for them, that's got to be it.
Let's just go inside the mindset. I want to hear Kyle Shanahan talking about why he took Isaac Guerrero. You have Elijah Mitchell. You have Christian McCaffrey. So why take Isaac Guerrero? Here is Kyle Shanahan talking about that.
Yeah, we think he's got a lot of speed. All our backs can run, but it's nice to add one who possibly can run a little bit faster, just for the change of pace and things like that. Like his running style. His running style, I think, is similar to Elijah's and the style that he runs with, and he's built that way, and like the 40 that he has.
Do you want to add speed in general to your offense this offseason?
No, we didn't make a blanket statement like that, but it was we wanted to add some speed to the running back room if we could. But you don't just add that just to add it. It's got to be the right type of runner with the speed. And there was a couple guys in the back and in the draft who had that, and this is the one we really liked in that way.
All right, this is one we really liked. What about LaFleur? Good God, how many running backs do y'all need? Here's Matt LaFleur talking about it.
I think he's a piece that, first of all, he's big. He's 220 pounds. He's got really good speed, and I think he gives us an element out the backfield. You know, he really showcased that the week of the Senior Bowls, especially in the one-on-one situations that he was in, and just gives us a little different flavor maybe.
A little different flavor.
Okay, so there you go. Multiple flavors would be nice, and we'll see how they feel about the running back position. If they feel good about Damian Pierce, okay, then maybe they're seeing something behind the scenes. He's easy to root for. That's just the one thing that I would have liked to have seen. They didn't go wide receiver. Did you have any issue with the Texans not adding a wide receiver?
I didn't. That's one even going into the draft that I didn't feel like. Yeah, cool if they get one. But I didn't have that big a problem with the wide receiver. Getting back to the running back thing, you know, they got Bullock. They love Bullock, but both Corum and Lynch were available when they made that pick. So clearly they made a decision, a decision about that running back position.
Is there anything that you wish would have gone differently for the Texans? Is there
three things?
There's three things that you wish would have gone differently for the Texans.
Funny you should ask, because I think the first one, and you know, obviously touched on this earlier in the show, I wish they would have been able to move up for Kool-Aid. That being said, we'll never know if they actually liked Kool-Aid, you know, better than Lassiter. I mean, we can speculate, but we'll never know. Maybe they felt that's our guy anyway. You know, we're the ones that were wanting Kool-Aid, you know, from the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's just hard to imagine them not wanting
It's hard him. To imagine them not wanting him, but we'll never know if they're like, you know what? We like Lassiter. This is our guy, you know? So that's one thing that I wish they would have done different. And this is maybe the toughest one for me. Adonai Mitchell going to the Colts, that just hurt. Like, that just hurt. Especially when the Texans might have been able to get him, you know, as well. So that was one. And then the third thing was, I think they have real concerns at the safety position if they're going to pass on Corum and Lloyd in the third round. You know, at the running back, they must have some real concerns at the safety position. Maybe I would have preferred them to get Corum. I liked him all along in the draft.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and the Rams, they just seem to know what's going on there. Here was Chris Ballard. Adonai Mitchell fell in the draft. I got to tell you, I think they got a pretty good one in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Here was Chris Ballard. There are reports about diabetes. There are reports about attitude. Chris Ballard, GM of the Colts. By the way, how many times is he going to act for the behind-the-scenes videos like he does? I mean, he does it every year. I wouldn't be surprised if he said, hold on, now record me, let's go. But here was him at the podium talking about Adonai Mitchell.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bull that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. I mean, it is. It's bull. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
I mean, is he acting? That seems pretty sincere.
No, that is, but these behind-the-scenes videos that they put out, oh, we're about to get the best pass rusher in the draft.
They passed on the best. Everybody
passed on the best.
But see, my point is that acting? Because it was kind of like what he just said there when we know he was being sincere. Or is he just putting a little extra on
it? He's always putting extra on it, for sure. And it's that's going to be an interesting thing to watch, how the Colts handle Adonai Mitchell. He seems kind of ticked too. Kind of seems like you got kind of got the chip on the shoulder. I just want to see how the Texans run the ball. I don't want to ask Joe Mixon to play 80% of the snaps. They need multiple guys that can make plays at the running back position, and that's something that they just don't seem 100% committed to doing. Mixon was kind of a fallback plan for not getting Saquon Barkley. I like Mixon, and now you can't convince me that two down on this running back depth chart is something that's encouraging. We don't know if Damian Pierce has like some miraculous comeback season. That'd be great. It's mm-hmm. It's easy to root for. It's easy to cheer for. It's not going to be for a lack of effort. Dare Ogunbowale, he's a special teamer.
Yeah,
he's been in the league 8 years. Like, Dare Ogunbowale should never be someone that you feel second most comfortable putting out there at that position. And then you drafted the guy in the sixth round. You hope he can be a kick returner, but expecting him to be an immediate contributor seems like a stretch. Caserio did say, though, that they're going to actively be adding players, perhaps subtracting players. So I would anticipate that they might get in on that running back market which is something that they need to do. Mm-hmm. They need to do that. And it's about two down. It's not about Joe Mixon. I like Joe Mixon. I think Joe Mixon is an upgrade, but they brought in Devin Singletary last year because they thought he was going to back up Damian Pierce. They misevaluated that situation. Whether it was a short-term misevaluation or a long-term misevaluation, they misevaluated it, and it hurt him a lot. It hurt him a lot to not have, as Kyle Shanahan put it, as LaFleur put it, as McVay puts it, as all these Shanahan disciples put it, running backs that bring multiple things. The 49ers traded an entire, like, almost half a draft for Christian McCaffrey. They're still drafting Elijah Mitchell. They're still drafting running backs in the fourth round. Maybe it's about not having the time to build a roster like those other teams, which I can understand, but the running back room is, I don't want to say terrifying, but it definitely is a cause for concern.
I'm wondering if it's more of like a blind spot. Like they're relying on the system so much, and they're relying on Damian Pierce coming back in a certain way that they don't need, you know, another running back. But clearly he's cut from the cloth of you can't get enough running backs. So that's kind of, I'm wondering if that's just maybe a blind spot that they have with this system.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, what Caserio told us with his actions and words, including when it comes to the most premium picks. Let's hear from Caserio next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.